What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So today in this podcast, I want to talk about passions. I want to talk about the feeling of it. Finding a passion is when you find your passion, something that you're passionate about, regardless if you're wanting to turn it into a career or not. If it's a passion, it is a passion. Now, I've been skateboarding for about four or five years now, I'd say, inconsistently at least, because I haven't always been on it, as well as my board recently getting stolen again, actually for the second time, which was super ridiculous to have to deal with. But anyways, so skateboarding has always been a passion for me growing up. It's been a hobby, but it's a hobby as well as something that I love to do. I don't ever want to give it up. I actually was planning to get a tattoo of skateboarding on my hand because I love it that much. And I kind of stress a lot with tattoos on getting them. I contemplate too much on the idea. I feel like I'm gonna, like, it's too much of a commitment for me. And I know I sound like a punk probably saying that, but I eventually do want to get a tattoo. And you know, I probably will end up getting one. Maybe not. I don't know. Opinions might change in the future. But with finding a passion, skateboarding has always been that thing that I've loved. And recently, I've recently been getting into the music industry. I've been getting more into producing beats, creating beats, listening to them. I'm insanely new to it, as well as, you know, songwriting. Like, that kind of made me realize, wow, how important a passion is. I forgot how it felt to discover a passion, because it's hard to find passions. It's hard to be going through different categories, doing different experiences to find out if you like something. And it can be hard, because I guess I can start with how I kind of discovered my passion for music, and specifically with songwriting or just kind of making a beat. I've been going through a lot this past year, this past 2020. This year, it's been an insane roller coaster for me. I'm sure it has been for many of you. And really, I was in a dark area in my life. I'm grateful that I'm okay right now. I'm alive. And I'm grateful for having my family. I'm grateful for being able to text them right now, being okay and not waking up to a text regarding their health or something horrible happened. So I really was in a dark place, and music, what I realized, was the one thing that was really getting me, like, just still moving, even though I didn't want to. And as I was just doing deliveries, usually I have a big free time. It's why I kind of do podcasts. I'm busy a majority, at least 75% of the day. So hey, there's only so much I can squeeze into my day, and in as well as what I want for free time, as well as what I need to be able to focus on my health or focus on training my dog and those kind of factors. But at this time, I wasn't really thinking of that, because I was, again, going through a roller coaster, and I was just doing deliveries. This is my free time. And I just started freestyling, because I'm a big fan of Juice WRLD. He's a big freestyler. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD. He freestyles like crazy. If you've never heard one of his freestyles, you need to go on YouTube. And his freestyling is so amazing. And the reason why, it's not just like any freestyle one you'll hear from Earl Sweatshirt, one you'll hear from Logic, blah, blah. Everyone's obviously unique in their own way. But the thing with Juice WRLD that I really like, really got me focused onto his music, that I relate to his topic, as well as his perfect and intricate flow pattern. The way he's able to be on a beat, he just kills it. And it's like the ride. When you're rapping on a beat, if you've ever freestyled or just rap, when you're on it, you kind of realize, like, wow, like you're, in a sense, you are following this beat. When you're rapping, you're following it. I think a big key thing that I've been realizing it is that you want to control the beat, because that's how you're able to rap on it and say whatever you want. And you can really say anything you want on any beat. it just depends on how you say it. And Juice WRLD really understood that. I don't know what practice he's had or what. I know he was in some sort of class in high school for music. But I don't know what's, but like how he understood that so well. So many artists, I'm sure about 80% of them don't have that or still don't understand that. And the beauty in that made me like, you know what, I want to do my own thing. I started freestyling. This is probably about three or four months ago-ish. I don't remember the specific timing, but I would just be freestyling in the car, learning. I remember the first time, I don't remember the specific time that I first freestyled, but I do remember that me trying to freestyle, I had a hard time saying words or having sentences after when I say it, the next sentence, or just not being prepared whenever I start freestyling and I say something and not being prepared to say the right words or trying to say the right words. And that was like, it was a big thing for me. But I was still, for some reason, I still wanted to freestyle because I like to do it. Like, I was like, oh wow, like I like to like kind of do this, going through the process. Literally, I work 5 days a week, so I probably do it around in that time period. I don't know how many times, every time I take a delivery, at least one time that I'll do a freestyle. Now I've been kind of different now, I'll explain that later, but focusing on the freestyle, that's all I was doing throughout. I was like my delivery, sometimes I'd be freestyling. I really enjoyed it for some reason. And I think about the month, that 1 month that I've been freestyling probably consistently, I didn't really keep track. It wasn't like, okay, I'm gonna freestyle, let's go. It wasn't like that. It was more like, I like doing this, so I'm gonna do it while I'm on deliveries. I'm a freestyle, hey, maybe, you know, I can get good at it and whatsoever or whatever happens. And now, after all that, like just freestyling and just kind of doing that, even when I can listen to music, I still be listening to music on deliveries. But with freestyling, I like to just bump the music and just start going at it. And sometimes I can get tired and it can be annoying. I'll be thirsty and I'll want something to drink. And it's just stuff like that that was a factor in learning. And don't get me wrong, it was still a process. I'm still learning now. I'm still, when I listen to music, but when I was at that point of my life, just kind of freestyling, I was still, even now I still do it, not as much because I'm more trying to be, which I'll talk about later, I'm trying to be more into the action of it, more putting it actually into my life. So I'm not actually freestyling as much, but literally when I listen to a song, whether it's Juice WRLD or just Polo G, I'll listen to the rap, how they rap. I don't know how to put a song together. I really don't. And I'm still learning at the moment, so that's a big thing for me. But since then, I've been listening to their lyric. I've just been listening, studying their lyrics. Why they put this, why do they put these lines together specifically? Why is that, why it's, they put it together because it sounds this good, but why, like, how do you differentiate that when you're creating your own, when you're creating your own kind of song, your own beat, or whatever the case is? So I'm in the process of learning that right now, and I've been really enjoying it, honestly. And I'm gonna be honest, I've put more focus into that in the past 3 days that I have onto this podcast, and it's because I literally just kind of fell in love with it, and it feels great. It really does, because people don't get that feeling. And I remember about 2 days ago, I was like, wow, I'm so grateful, but I'm so lucky that I'm always experiencing with different subjects or different, I don't know, just anything. And I'm learning and I'm just growing through it. Regardless if I don't like it, I'm now able to differentiate what I don't like, what I do like. Like, you start to learn these different categories of yourself that you really didn't realize what you do and don't like, and you started putting the pieces together. So if you're a young kid listening to this, or if you're just someone who is on the same page as me, then you understand. But if you're a young kid, understand that what I say might correspond to you, or you might be hearing it, but it might not correspond to what you're like, how it actually is, or how you actually feel about what I'm saying. For those who have experienced what I'm talking about, or anyone who's at that level, then you understand what I'm saying. When you start learning, you start growing, but you have to go through pressure, and it's pressure as in learning, yeah, like going to those, like, fuck, like, I don't really want to do this. I'm not like, even with this podcast before this, I was even having those like thoughts. Was like, no, like I need to be doing this. And it's those thoughts that help you, at least with me it does. You know, positivity is a big thing, so I hope that you can just keep experiencing different categories. Like what I mean by like experiencing is just literally try, like all you have to fucking do is try different shit. The only problem is what makes it hard is when you actually do it, and it takes a lot of physical work, because it does, because you're getting tired, you're getting annoyed, you're getting pressured, you're getting like that, and it can bring you down. But when you have a passion and you know it's a passion, regardless of that feeling, you're gonna do it again. Like right now, I already know I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna practice with songwriting or just producing a beat. And that's what I mean, like that, regardless of what the situation is, you want to go out and do it. That's how it's been skateboarding for me. Like I can skateboard any time of the day. Why? Because I love it. Why? Because I have a passion for it. That's just the truth. And I think it's a really great experience. Obviously, learning and going through it, yes, you're going to go through falls and you're going to go through different life situations in the process of that. And don't get me wrong, I that's what happened to me. It specifically happened to me. All like I was going through so much, and even through so much, I had a passion that I, at that time when I'm beginning, I was first starting to rap, I didn't really know that this was gonna be like a thing I was still gonna be doing. But with consistency and really having a passion, you're like, wow, like you start seeing results, and you start seeing, wow, okay, this starts growing. But if you feel like you just can't sometimes, if you feel like you're doing it and you're like, why am I doing this? I don't even really want to do this, then don't do it. And it's hard to be like, how differentiate that, because you might be too deep into what you're doing, so it'll fuck you up and you're like, no, I can't. So then what if you just try taking it slow on what you're doing, and with whatever you have a passion for, put a little more focus on that? I mean, that's what I have to say, but then I don't know your situation. You might be doing something because you need, you know, cash flow and you need stuff. So I understand that. I completely do. But I do have to end this podcast. I am at work. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Again, just experience with different shit. If you've never been into gaming, try getting into it. If you've never been into skateboarding, try getting into it. Trust me, it's a lot of fun, but it is a lot of falling and getting back up. You getting back up, that's the winning part, I promise you. Thank you so much for clicking this podcast. Till next time, and stay safe during this pandemic.